Tablet 3, Chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, Matthew 3:1. John the Baptist, Elijah, was expected to come before Christ to prepare the way. Isa himself declared this when he revealed to his disciples that Elijah had already come, but no one realized who he was, but had done unto him whatsoever they liked. Then his disciples perceived that he meant John the Baptist, Matthew 17:11-13. So John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah, who came before Isa to clear the way for him, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 3:2. Both John and Isa preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. There are three kingdoms of heaven: the kingdom of heaven in heaven, the kingdom of heaven on earth, and the kingdom of heaven within. All three are shown in the greatest sign. However, the three kingdoms become as one, and under the rulership of the Lord, when all of humanity repents from their egoistical ways, accepts and establishes his laws, and creates the kingdom of heaven within and on earth. The kingdom of heaven in heaven is already established. Only then will his kingdom come, and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is why both John and Isa preached that the human should repent of his selfish ways if he wants to establish the kingdom of heaven. They did not preach, "We have come to save you." They taught that it is up to each individual to repent and turn away from selfishness and follow God's laws. However, they are one with him. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight," Matthew 3:3. So John declared that he was Elijah, Elias, who was expected to come before Christ. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey, Matthew 3:4. The complications in life cause the mind to become agitated. Luxurious life creates attachment and increases desires and greed, so the mind becomes misdirected toward the mundane life. That is why John followed a simple lifestyle, so he could concentrate on higher thoughts and God. However, that does not mean to become an escapist and not to face the true problems of life straight on. Meat means food, not the flesh of animals, when there is a reference to meat for someone. "Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan," Matthew 3:5. Because John had reached a very high level of consciousness, he attracted those whose eyes were opened. His spiritual attraction was so strong that "went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan." That is how a spiritual person should become: a radiant, attractive personality that draws people to him from everywhere. "And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sin," Matthew 3:6. They accepted John as a great soul and allowed him to baptize them, so that their past sins might be forgiven. They confessed to him because some people cannot create a personal relationship with God, so they need a mediator between themselves and the Lord. However, the person who becomes a mediator should be spiritually very high and worthy to confess to, so that he is able to make the person as his disciple realize the true source of his power, God. That is why some seekers need a spiritual teacher. However, the best way to know the Lord is to hear what the prophets have said, follow their words, and establish a personal relationship with God. Then you would not need a man to be a mediator, and God is the most trustworthy and the holiest, truest. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Matthew 3, verse 7. However, he verbally attacked the spiritual leaders of the Jews as the generation of vipers, because they taught what they did not follow themselves. They were false teachers. Whoever does not teach that the only goal of life is to become divine, and he himself does not try to become divine truth, is a false teacher. That is why both John and Esau attacked the Pharisees and Sadducees in this way. Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance, Matthew 3:8, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham, Matthew 3:9. The only way these false leaders can be saved is through repentance and changing their hearts toward God and his love. However, these Pharisees and Sadducees had regarded themselves as the doctors of the laws, the chosen people, and the children of Abraham. So they had created big false egos. It is very hard for anyone with so many concepts to accept a humble person like John to teach him the truth or baptize him. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for such a man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But they were not aware that one of the missions of John and Christ was to disqualify them as the chosen people and finish the promise of the scepter given to Judah. Also, the law-giving would be taken from them. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh, Messiah, come. The Shiloh was Esau, the Messiah. That is why John told them that you should not be proud that you are the children of Abraham, because if you do not repent, but continue to lag behind in your progress toward becoming pure consciousness, divine, then God can, in the course of the evolutionary process, help these stones to raise up and become plants, animals, humans, and eventually reach pure consciousness, or become elected ones as the children of Abraham. Yet you will be cast out to the outer darkness because of your big false egos. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Matthew 3:10. Again, here John foresaw that the truth, which will come through him and Christ, will uproot their false teaching trees, which bringeth not forth good fruit. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, that he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Matthew 3:11. In fact, being baptized with the Holy Ghost, baksa, raja, or fire, is the only true way of being baptized. Baptism by water is a symbol of that kind of baptism, because only after repentance and changing the way of life toward purification will a person receive the Holy Ghost and truly be baptized. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, that he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Matthew 3:12. John taught that Christ would come to separate the good and bad and judge between them in truth. He is the light and the truth. Those who were ready would be attracted to him, and those who were not ready would be blinded by it and go far astray. That is why any time a new revelation comes to earth, many are guided and many others will go astray. Then cometh Isa from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Isa answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Matthew 3:13-15. Esau was initiated by John, and his eyes would be opened to his mission. And Esau, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. Matthew 3:16. After his spiritual eye was opened, he realized his divinity and closeness to the Lord. It is true that he was born from pure consciousness to the flesh and was the Son of God, but he should have gone through life without knowing who he was, until John came to open his eyes so that he would remember who he was and realize his mission. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3:17. When he realized his divinity, then he remembered that he is the Son of God, the first begotten Son of God, who greatly pleased his Father.